Welcome to Clubbing Around Town. This new series takes a look at clubs around Bathurst and on the CC campus. Get to know the clubs and the passionate people who work tirelessly with them. So get ready as we go clubbing around town.
All right, thanks for joining me today. First off, introduce yourself.
I'm Sarah Evans.
And what do you do for and for what club?
So I'm a member of the CSUFC, so the football club. I am the events and media coordinator, and I also am a co-coach of second grade ladies.
Now, talking about sides as well in the club, with grading and everything, I know you both have boys and girls sides, so let's just go through the girls' sides first.
Yeah.
How many sides?
So we've got four ladies' sides. So we've got first, second, and two-thirds teams.
Yep, and for the boys?
And for the men, they have first, second grade, fourth, and fifth.
So, obviously, it's a really big club as well, obviously been growing that throughout the years. That would be a great achievement to have a lot of teams in the finals. Mm. That's obviously a goal for the CSU Football Club this year.
Yeah, it is. So, in 2017, the both premier teams, so first ladies and first men's, won the grand final, which was huge for us, and unfortunately last year... first grade men's lost in their semi-final and first grade ladies lost in the grand final, so it's we've got a big kind of got a point to prove, I guess, this year to win
looking for
titles
a,
back
a year this year.
Yeah.
Now going to kind of sign-ups and where the club is player for anyone who might want to join. I know that this year's well underway. Maybe people might be looking to join in the next year. So first of all, where is the club based? Where do you have like training days and what
yep.
days are those?
So our training days are Wednesdays and Fridays, and we train down at Diggings Oval and the Zoo. It alternates which field you play on for which day. So that way every team gets their 1.5 hour training time.
Yep, and so for the actual game days as well, I know that a lot of games are caught up as well.
Yep.
So it's on Sundays?
Yep. So the soccer team club's really good because we don't play during holidays, which is good, so we just play a lot of night games to catch up, so usually on Wednesday nights.
Yep. And for the season as well, is it a kind of longer season?
Yeah.
Being down here as well. So when did it start and end?
It started last Sunday and it ends usually around September 20th, so we have a very long season.
Yeah, it's very drawn out from buys and those holidays as well, aligning with the school holidays. And so for the 2019 season, it's obviously you want to get as many sides in finals and for grand finals. Is there any goals for the 2019 and 2020 season, the beginning of 2020?
Yeah, so we lost... I know a lot of teams lost a lot of their key players after the end of the 2018 season, so I think we're really focusing on kind of building the team environment, so kind of setting out the foundations, so that way first years will be able to carry on the legacy, I guess, and be able to set an example for future players.
And obviously, club growth, and you can show that first years can come in and build their way up to even a spot that you're in, or club president, vice, or
yeah.
There's a lot of coaches there as well that have been playing there for years. So for the 2020 seasons, obviously, club growth is a lot of clubs at CSU's goal, especially a CSU football team. So for anyone who is wondering how they can join and when they can join for the 2020 season, how do they go about that? And most likely, if they're not a student, can they join as well?
Yeah, so we do have non-students that play for our side. You can follow a lot of the club action and what the happenings and stuff on the CSUFC players page, which is a Facebook page, which is where we post trainings, games, like for people to come down, just support. So then... next season we'd be posting on there when trainings are, and we'll also have on market day we have a club tent where people can come and we give you the information about when trials are,
and that's at the start of each CSU year as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, Okay, cool. So thank you so much for your time, and hopefully it's a successful 2019 season for the CSU Football Club.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, thank you.
That was Clubbing Around Town, taking a look at clubs around Bathurst and on the CSU campus. Stay tuned for our next episode or catch up online.